Welcome to Sports Day with Gary Belcher and Scott Sattler. It's open season at Kia with match-winning deals and Australia's best seven-year warranty across the range. And for Hastings Dairy, for the best cat equipment, parts, service and technology, Hastings Dairy, your advantage.
Hello, lads. Welcome to Thursday. Gary Belcher working from his home studio. How are you, mate?
Good evening. How are you, gentlemen?
Very good. Really good. What about you, Sats? How are you travelling?
I'm really, really good. We're one day closer to rugby league being played. All sport being played. Actually, you know, I'm at the stage now where I wouldn't just watch rugby union, rugby league and AFL. I'd even probably watch sports that I don't usually watch too much.
Like what?
I don't watch a lot of the A-League. I do keep an eye on the Brisbane Roar and Sydney FC. But
if it was
I'd
the only thing
watch,
on, you'd watch
I'd even watch a complete game. Yeah, now yeah. I think. Yeah.
Be cool. What about you, Badge? You craving any sort of sport?
I'm not desperately craving it yet, but I know in a few weeks' time we're going to start to get a bit shaky. There's still been lots to talk about.
You're still losing money on the horses. So
it's
still
weird.
Sort of every weekend's the same.
Oh, yeah. That goes without saying. It's still weird, isn't it, though, that we didn't have any footy last weekend and it won't be happening for a while. So, there's still plenty on tonight.
All right, Marnus Labuschagne joining us on the show today, Brizzy boy, scoring a stack of runs for the Aussies. We'll have a chat to him. We go down a bit. The former legend from Twitter is joining us on the show.
We've dropped our standard there, don't we?
Absolutely. Yeah, we must be getting desperate for guests. But up next, we're going to get into the sports updates and find out what's happening in the world of sport next. This is Sports Day, with thanks to Kia's best seven-year factory warranty. And for the best cat equipment, parts and service, Hastings Dairy, your advantage, this is Sports Day.
Now it's time for a Sports Day sports update. Are you ready to quit smoking for good? Search Quit HQ and start your quit journey.
I thought we'd be scratching for news stories, but they just keep on coming, boys. What do you got for us today?
Well, it's the game that keeps on giving, doesn't it, Badge?
We've got Project Apollo. Junior Pierce loves a mission, and he's very good with on business side of things and talking to people about those the commercial sides of stuff. And he is the commissioner that is heading up a committee to try to get the game back as soon as possible. And they've been tasked to get it back by the 1st of July or earlier. It's a really good crew too, Sats, isn't it? When you go through the names, there's some that kind of come from a few different areas that are important. Donnie Ferner, of course, is the CEO of the Raiders, along with Mitch Bish, commissioner. Trent Robinson, one of the best coaches and coaching minds in the game.
Graham Good foresight Annesley. And brutal honesty too with Robinson.
Yes, and Graham Annesley from the footy side of things and the practical side of what is actually needed and can they do it, when they start looking at different venues.
Well, so good around process and strategy, isn't he, Annesley?
Yep. Yeah. Clint Newton, who's in charge of the Rugby League Players Association, so the players can't say, well, we didn't know about this, you didn't consult us. Mm. He will be there going along with the whole ride. A deputy, former New South Wales Deputy Premier, Troy Grant, as well. So from the side of the government side of things and getting through any little legal loopholes, he'd be the man that can help him there.
So
and a few others.
Is it safe to say Joey Leilua is not on that steering committee?
No, his name was high on the list, but Todd Greenberg just wiped that one off at the last moment. So, but they called this project Apollo because Junior said that was what happened when they said John F. Kennedy said we have to get man on the moon.
Yeah.
By the end of this decade, and they got there sooner. Unfortunately, JFK wasn't around to see it. Mm. But, they said even the people that were tasked with the mission of making this happen didn't believe it could. But they did make it happen. And hopefully Junior can come up trumps here in his committee.
Yeah, well, they're very confident, aren't they? Just reading between the lines, they're very confident of getting the competition back onto the field sooner than that D-Day, that September 1 D-Day. And we know that we've heard from certain circles, trusted circles, that the competition, the best case scenario, could be 4 to 6 weeks away. I think that's probably being a little bit too optimistic. July 1 seems to be the new September 1. But either way, it looks as though that we're going to have some sort of rugby league format in 2020,
yes,
I should say.
And it'll have to go beyond October, won't it? It'll have to go further, you'd imagine. And because of that, because they still want to have 20 weeks all up of footy, which is a bit less than normal, but still, it's a lot of footy. Because of that, they the NRL wants to extend all the contracts. Because the contracts end at the end of October.
Absolutely.
They want to extend them to the end of December. And yet there are some people in clubs and agents, the clubs themselves saying, that'll be chaos. Players won't have enough time, the players that are out of contract, to get ready for next season. And meanwhile, there's going to be salary cap issues. Are we going to change the salary cap? There's a lot's going to happen, but in these crazy times, guys, suck it up. It's going to have to happen. You're going to have the guys on contract, these contracts, to go for another couple of
Badge,
months.
Badge, what do you think? Just say you've got a player that's on $1 million. Let's just say $1 million player. Let's say David Fifita. Okay, let's say he signs with South Sydney for 2021. He plays out the Broncos at the end of 2020. Their contract finishes under the new legislation from governance, which is December 31, because the season's going to go through November, December.
Yeah.
And his contract starts January 1 with his new club, for example. Are you happy for that, that yeah. it'll just start January 1?
Well, I can't see the problem. He's going to arrive 2 months later than he would have. But really, what's the problem? These are extraordinary times. They've got to get ready for a season in a shortened amount of time. Hey, let's remember, there's a lot of players that are playing with one club 1 week, and the next week or 2 weeks later, they've moved to another club.
Absolutely, good
and
point.
They have to get used to it, and they get used to the new teammates, and they play, they get on with it. And you've talked often about what happens overseas in baseball and in the NFL when there's just a notice on their locker. Hey, you're moving to Philadelphia from New York. See you later. So
yeah, good point.
They're going to have a few months to get used to their new clubs, and there will be a bunch of changes, of course, especially if there's a new salary cap. If there's a new salary cap, there's going to be a lot of juggling going on with playing rosters. Interesting
times.
All
right, boys. Thank you for that sports update. How much could you save by quitting smoking? Search Quit HQ to start your quit journey. This is Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. And for the best CAT equipment parts and service, it's Hastings Deering. Your advantage, grab your cricket bat, because we've got one of the greats of the Australian cricket team right now. His name's Marnus Labuschagne, and he's going to join us on Sports Day next. This is Sports Day for the best CAT equipment parts and service, Hastings Deering, your advantage, and Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Time to talk to one of the young guns of Australian cricket. This bloke has had a hell of a 12 months, smashing centuries and double centuries everywhere he goes. Welcome to Sports Day, Marnus Labuschagne.
Welcome, guys. Nice to be on.
Mate, can you believe how much your life has changed in the last year?
No, it's pretty unbelievable, how everything sort of unfolded. I don't think you could have scripted it, the way it sort of turned out. But obviously we're in a bit of an unforeseen time at the minute, and not too much cricket at the moment.
Now, talking about cricket at the moment, the tour to Bangladesh in June, has there been any word on whether that's still going ahead, Marnus?
Not sure. That's a very good question. Unsure of. I don't really have the inside scoop there for you, unfortunately. There's not really been too much update on it. Hopefully it all goes ahead and we can get to the other end of this thing very soon. But yeah, at the minute, it doesn't look promising.
Yeah, I guess in one way, Marnus, it feels for cricket generally that you've dodged a bit of a bullet as far as timing goes, because this virus has really smashed the footy codes at the wrong time of year. But most of your cricket out of the way, so you wouldn't feel too bad about that, would you?
I mean, yeah, there's definitely a sense of relief that it didn't really affect. That it hasn't affected cricket as much, but it's still very disappointing. You look at the other codes and the other sports and to see all them being affected by this, it's very disappointing. And, your sort of heart goes out to the players and everyone in the organisation and even the public. There's no sport on TV at the moment. So Netflix is getting an absolute smashing. I would have thought.
Yeah. Hey, as is the test doco, have you watched it? Have you seen it? Is it a fair indication of what actually went on tour and through that whole tumultuous time?
Yeah, definitely. I haven't seen all of it, but I've seen the majority of it, and it's great. It's a, you know, they did a fabulous job, Amazon, to put that together, and the way they've sort of really painted a picture of the Australian dressing room. It's been awesome.
Was it difficult, Marnus, having the cameras in and around the playing group and in your face in those real social times that fans don't really get to see behind the scenes? Was it quite strange having the camera crews around you at every given time?
We only had one cameraman film for us. Doc is what his nickname to us, and he was great. You know, he built a relationship with us, and he was sort of more behind the background, and you know, he wasn't really in your face stuff as much. But he was brilliant, and I think he really made that transition with the players to actually get the footage that we were able to get.
Now, Tim Payne, very impressive, I thought, on the documentary as a skipper, on and off the field. As a player, what do you feel as though is his greatest asset, seeing that you play alongside him each and every day?
Oh, I mean, there's no doubt that Tim's, you know, one of Tim's greatest assets is his ability to bring the team together, his communication to his team, but also to the public and to the fans. And to the media, it is very good. So, you know, there's a really good message, a consistent message that gets put out there, which is really nice to have.
Yeah. Hey, Manus, it seems like a long time ago, less than a month ago, you were back in South Africa and scoring that one-day ton in, I'll probably get this wrong, Potchefstroom, which is near where you were born. How'd I go with that, actually? Was that close?
Yeah, not bad. Good effort.
Yeah, thank you. How did that feel with your family and friends around?
Oh, look, it was an amazing moment, you know, to go back there and play in front of my family and friends, and I was lucky enough that they did come from, you know, all ends of South Africa to come and support and watch, it was a really nice moment. I mean, like I said to you before, it's so hard. You kind of scripted it, you know. To get my first 100 in front of my family at home at the Gabba, and then to go back to the place I was born and to get my first one day 100 there, it was really special, and the way things have worked out, you know, it's truly very hard to explain.
Yeah, I know most people know that you moved here when you were around 10 years old. Is there still a part of you has your heart in South Africa?
Look, no, you know, I've moved over when I was young, and I think when I was younger, you know, there's always a soft spot for South Africa. I don't think that's, there's no doubt about that. But in terms of, you know, I'm Australian through and through, and I love playing for Australia, as hopefully it looks like and it's seen by the public. But it's, you know, it's truly a privilege to wear that baggy green, and it's, it's just, you know, it was a really nice moment to go over there and play in front of, my family and friends that, you know, don't obviously get the opportunity to see me play much and haven't seen me for at least 3 or 4 years.
You still got a man crush on Steve Smith?
Oh, mate, we said not to go there.
Oh, look, yeah, you know, I was on the phone with FaceTime with Steve actually this morning.
Oh.
Taking him through a coffee tutorial. Just getting his coffee machine and his new beans set up. We're staying in touch. So we're, I think we're both playing a bit of tennis where we can here and there.
Marnus, you didn't have to answer that.
It's
mate,
great, man. Love, I love it.
But this is reminding me of the romance on the tour between who were the two players that had the coffee get together every day in the hotel rooms.
They used to hug each other. Zampa and Stoinis.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're getting worse than them, mate.
No. Come on.
Hey, Marnus, we've got to let you go, mate. We really appreciate your time on Sports Day today. Put your feet up for a while, mate, and hopefully we'll get to see you playing the Poms in some one days and T20s in the middle of the year. Thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
It's a pleasure, and likewise, hope so. Hope we get out there very, very soon.
What a great fella. It's open season at Kia with match-winning deals and Australia's best seven-year factory warranty across the range. And for the best Cat equipment parts and service, it's got to be Hastings Dairying, your advantage. This is Sports Day, back with our hot topic. Or should I say hot topics? Next on Sports Day. Welcome back to Sports Day. Sats Badge and Jace here for the best Cat equipment, parts and service, Hastings Dairying, your advantage, and Kia with Australia's best seven-year factory warranty.
Now, hot topic time.
Yeah, Southern Phone has great coverage across regional Australia. Lots of topics around today, lads.
Yeah, there is, of course, a number of topics, but still surrounding what's happening with all our expenditure within the game, the players' pay cut, the arguments surrounding, or the debates surrounding, also the executive management team of the NRL and whether they should take the same pay cut. And I suppose today's hot topic is surrounding Todd Greenberg. Well, he's agreed, or in some cases you may say forced, to take the same pay cut as what the players are going to take, after a lot of criticism from players. And the most, I suppose, the most recent one is, it didn't make much sense, Joey Leilua, but he is one of many players that believes that the upper management should be taking the same cut. So it's going to be interesting times moving forward, and about Todd Greenberg and his contract expiring at the end of October, and whether, if contracts of NRL players are going to be expanded out to December 31, if it's going to be a new season towards the end of the year and through the summer months, whether Todd Greenberg's contract will also be put on hold until the same term as the players at December 31. Badge?
That's, do you think he's even more under the pump now that he's... For me, it's almost like he's admitted that he was wrong. At one point, he said he was going to stand down without pay. And then, early in the week, he said he was going to take a 25% pay cut. And that's when the fit hit the shan and the players all blew up. And now it's up to the same as them, which is 72% for this period of time. A massive pay cut. But it's like he's kind of gone, you know what, I was wrong here. Is that enough, do you think, for Todd Greenberg to, or for the writing to be on the wall for him?
I think the writing is started to being scrolled on the wall when we learnt the amount of expenditure that's been coming out of NRL headquarters, which is under not only Todd Greenberg's watch. Yes, he is the boss, and yes, he does oversee all the numbers within.
But he's the CEO. He's not the boss.
Yeah,
isn't the board? Isn't the board?
Well, the ARLC, the board,
and the chairman.
They're in their responsibility is the direction of the game. And then Todd ensures that his team moves in the same direction. So, I mean, they're all guilty by association. We can't hide away from that. But Todd Greenberg, I think, with the expenditure, has probably put a little bit more pressure on himself. The worst part for Todd is that he said he's willing to take no pay moving forward. And then all of a sudden, having to go back on that, he's probably positioning himself in a really vulnerable situation.
Well,
but outside of that, I think Todd Greenberg could really, really save his job. I think that if the competition does get up and running, and it will get up and running, we know that it will, is that it is a resounding success. And both he and Peter Volandis stand side by side and ensure that the rugby league gets back to the fans and the sponsors and the partners.
In his defence, he said he'd stand down without pay.
Yeah.
But I think realised that, and everyone was, that he needed to stay on. There's just a big job to be done, and you can't not have him around. So that's when he was going to take
he would have been instructed also by the ARLC that, no, you can't go anywhere. You have to be
here.
You've got to steer the ship.
Look, I'm getting some really good messages from what Peter Volandis and co are trying to do, and Todd Greenberg is part of that, about trying to get the comp back and forming this committee with Wayne Pearce and co to try to get the comp back and get things up and running again and explore every avenue. And I just have this feeling that we will be back by the 1st of July. I think, as you alluded to at the start of this chat, Sats, if in fact we are, I think Todd Greenberg gets a stay of execution and he'll be around for a bit longer. There's a lot I like about Todd. I just think he got this part wrong with his pay.
Also, yeah, I agree with you, Badge. I think moving forward, I think if Volandis and Greenberg can keep the salary cap as close as humanly possible at what it is now, 9.6 to 10 million, I'm hearing they should be able to keep it to around 9 by cutting expenditure in NRL headquarters.
That's super important.
Yeah, maybe by about 40%. And then the salary cap to football departments in NRL clubs means that rugby league may have a bit of a brighter future.
All right, that's our hot topic today. Thanks, boys. Get connected with Southern Phone. Amazing new mobile SIM deals are available now from Southern Phone. This is Sports Day. For the best Cat equipment, parts and service, Hastings, Deering, your advantage, and Kia with Australia's best seven-year factory warranty. Coming up next, he blows up Twitter, and he's going to blow up your radio next. The former legend joins us on Sports Day. Welcome back to Sports Day. Sats, Badge and Jace for the best Cat equipment, parts and service. It's Hastings, Deering, your advantage in Kia with Australia's best seven-year factory warranty. It's my favourite time of the week. I don't know about you, boys.
You said that my segment on this day is your favourite part of the week.
You're allowed to have more than one favourite part, aren't you?
Yeah, right, yeah.
You left out one word. He said yours was his least favourite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the favourite was in there somewhere. I don't
Badge
know.
Coming in from the bleachers.
boys, former legend, the man who tears up Twitter each week. Welcome, former legend.
Yes, back again, boys. Fair to say that by me coming back for another week, you are running second in broadcasters, struggling for content just behind Fox Sports. You got to feel for those guys sitting around a table for 6 hours to make some TV. I watch Monday's show for about 5 hours of it anyway, and you can almost see the exact moment Matty Johns lost the will to live.
How are you going, former legend, with not being able to leave the house and being isolated? All the Australian sporting public also have got to stay indoors.
Well, boys, I don't know about you guys. I've run out of things to do, and I've definitely run out of things to talk about with the bride. So we watched Tiger King on Netflix. Have you seen that? That is
outstanding.
Not story.
Yet. Outstanding.
Mate, I don't break it for you. Good show, although very disappointing. Not one mention of Wayne Pierce, Paul Serenin, or Buffett Sensley. That was a bit of a downturn. But I think the only thing there's not a lot of good news this week. Obviously, the Bulldogs have sacked Jaden Ockenbaugh and Corey Harawira Noira over the Port Macquarie school scandal. Now, I'm no genius, boys. But do you think the Bulldogs might be best advised to steer clear of the far north coast of New South Wales for a couple of decades?
Yeah, I think it's a fair call. Yeah.
Coronavirus is ruling the airwaves everywhere we look, obviously, and fair enough too. One thing that's sort of come up that a lot of people haven't thought about, but the people that are hurting, the ones that you don't think about as much in these, what they keep recalling as unprecedented times. So just know that if you're like me and you've lost your job in the past few weeks, that there are also other people out there hurting just as much. And as I sit down tonight and decide what I'm going to have on my toast for tea, somewhere out there is a good-looking, thick as pigskin, 24-year-old blonde girl not taking bikini shots in Bali for Instagram. And you've got to feel for those people. You have to feel for them. Although, thankfully for Instagram, other stars are still operating as normal. Somehow this week, Dave Warner made the coronavirus about him by getting a crew cut. I'm not even sure how that worked. Instagram guys. Whoa, what a world we live in.
Yeah, a few other things have happened. A lot of things have happened since we spoke to you last. Wimbledon, of course.
Wimbledon cancelled, guys, for the first time since World War II. And you forget that Roger Federer was the defending champion that year as well. But some are saying that this will help Roger Federer, who can now prolong his career by at least another year. And nothing will indicate the health of world tennis than when a 50-year-old Roger Federer wins next year's Wimbledon. I mean, where are the young blokes? The Olympics have been put back a year, which must really annoy all those athletes that have tapered off their steroid programs to be cleaned by all. And in the midst of all these lockdowns and the Olympics being postponed, boys, I've come up with an idea. Now, don't you think this gives us the opportunity to green light the drug Olympics? Let's get all the athletes who openly use gear and we'll stage a two-week carnival, because I just want to see a bloke run a 6-second 100-metre sprint and then explode as he crosses the finish line. Who cares? And there's no reason this idea can't go ahead, because coronavirus will be one of the last things I have to worry about. I mean, anybody who's clean and jerking two Rolls Royces isn't worried about whether he's got the sniffles. But if we can get this sort of drug Olympic happening, it'll be good news for China and Russia, who can still name their same teams.
Yeah.
Mate, I've been pushing. Ask these boys, I've been pushing for this. Yep. I reckon this is a genius idea for my legend.
Yeah, why not?
The woman that wins the 100 metres ladies final would also be winning weightlifting and gymnastics all in the same day.
Hey, Hey, now, what about the opposite code to rugby league, former legend? Rugby union, well, it's in a world of hurt.
Mate, I don't like throwing rocks at these people, but let's sit down and get comfortable because they are in a world of pain. And despite being run by one of the world's great sporting administrators, the woman who rubber stamped Greg Eastwood's finishing his NRL career on $800,000 a year playing at Newtown, Raylene Castle. I mean, who would have guessed that the lady that oversaw the Bulldogs' back-ended deal scandal under Desi might not have been able to administer Australia's 12th favourite sport. And it must be reassuring to all those fans, players and coaches wondering if rugby union is even going to survive in this country. Well, it must be reassuring to know that Raylene has taken a haircut on her wage and is only going to take home $400,000 this year.
Poor thing.
It's big of her.
Probably Raylene and haircuts is probably not the best thing in the same sense.
Yeah, not to.
You like how I tucked that in?
What about the V8? So that, what's going on there? Is there any sign that that's going
to
kickstart?
They're a good group of people to deal with. We deal with them a bit with our podcast, and they're actually getting the best out of a bad situation. They're getting all their drivers to race online in a 10-race series. I don't know if you've seen this. You'll be able to watch it on YouTube, and I think it's actually now being broadcast on Fox Sports, and this isn't a joke. Wednesday nights, they're going to get all the drivers. They're going to have their own simulators in each of their houses.
Former legend, look for him on Twitter, former_legend. And what's the podcast again, mate?
Full credit to the boys. This week we spoke to Dave Reynolds. Next week, who knows? Gary Belcher could be. Don't know if you know him.
You're not that desperate yet.
Don't kid yourself.
Mate, thanks for coming on Sports Day. Thanks to Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty and for the best Cat equipment parts and service. Hastings, during your advantage. Catch you next week, former legend.
I tried to tread the line, boys.
Now, on Sports Day, time for Sats and Badge to go on the road. Take control of your outdoor adventures like never before with the Dometic CFX3.
We're handing out a brand new award this weekend on the road. This never went before the planning meeting today.
What is it?
The one that I think you've injected into the show about Ronaldo.
A famous Paul Hogan character called Leo Anchor.
You don't like him, do you, Sats?
Oh, I mean, he's a jerk. Yeah, Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo was, of course, one of the most recognised soccer players around the world. Taking photos, selfies of himself, and he's, look, you know, the people who take selfies, and we see them so much of people, they look like they don't not realize people are taking photos of them, but it's just staged. And he's actually bought a home on an island so he can isolate his whole family. And good luck to him. He's earned that because he's
trying to take photos of the island.
He takes photos of himself.
He just gets in the way.
And people are into him saying he needs to leave the island of Madeira because he's a tramp, because he's taking photos of himself strolling around openly and when he's supposed to be remaining indoors. But it's just a constant uploading of photos of himself. And he's in our inaugural 2020 Wanker of the Week.
Wow. Oh, okay. I thought you might have given it to Dana White, who runs UFC.
He's not far behind.
Because they're still going to go ahead in April. Like, it's only a couple of weeks away.
I know. Boxing promoter Bob Arum, who's in his mid to late 80s, he's taking aim at Dana White, the boss of the UFC. April 18, as you said, Badge, at the Barclays Center in New York. When
can they do
the
this?
UFC 249? Yeah, they actually had one with no fans.
But how do they fight and they got to keep a metre and a half apart?
Well, whether they've got the same...
This is one of the worst hit places in the United States. 160,000 coronavirus cases.
I know. It's ridiculous. Crazy. It's ridiculous. But maybe that comes under the same, I suppose, the same, well, free sanctions that New South Wales have got around sporting events and horse racing, whatever it may be, is exempt from those rules
UFC,
of too many people being next to each other.
UFC is being run by Leo Anchor. Okay, hey, you know LaMelo Ball, this young lad who played in the NBL, and he's back. He's ready to get drafted into the NBA. He's going to be one of the top draftees, and that's not going to happen anytime soon, apparently, because it's all been put on hold. But he is apparently in the mix to buy shares of the Illawarra Hawks if they go up for sale.
How good's that?
Their own. Yeah. Yeah, he mentioned it while he was over here. Maybe it was just tongue-in-cheek. He might have just said to someone, you know, I could buy this mob when I go back.
with my ashtray change.
Exactly. It's going to be worth plenty. And I also want to mention the majors, all four golf majors. They might squeeze them in to a three-month block from the end of August, they're talking about, if things clear up. Starting with the US Open, then the British PGA and the Masters. That's normally what happening soon.
Masters is Easter long weekend.
Next weekend.
Well, the Masters would be the last of those towards the end of the year.
Not a bad idea. I don't mind that.
Rightio. Dometic, mobile living made easy. That's our On The Road, boys. We've got to wrap this sucker up. Enjoy your long weekend. Well, I'll see you both tomorrow.
Is it a long weekend?
No, we don't do Sports Day tomorrow. Don't confuse things.
Gotcha.
All right. I'll see you both tomorrow. Sports Day back Monday. Have a good one. Thanks to Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty and for the best Cat equipment parts and service, Hastings Dairy, your advantage. Goodbye.
See you, Leo.